Join our Australian True Crime email list to get updates from our hosts and guests, early access to live show tickets, and more. Find the link in the show description or search atcmaillist.com.
As dawn broke over the seven seas, the pirates of the Crimson Galleon set sail for adventure. But there was one problem. Paperwork. Mountains of it. Filing, invoices, you name it.
This work ain't fit for a pirate.
Luckily, their captain had an idea. She used the smart buying tools on Amazon Business so they could work more efficiently and get back to doing what they do best. I know, right? Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
Gay men just didn't report crime to police. For 12 years, I was the police gay and lesbian client consultant. And I just happened to be reading the Sydney Morning Herald, saw an article and went, that's not a suicide, that's a gay hate murder.
That's advocate Sue Thompson speaking on an episode of Australian Story called Team Scott, and it became an important turning point in the decades-long fight for an investigation into the death of American mathematician Scott Johnson. Scott's naked body was found on the rocks at Bluefish Point near Manly in Sydney in December 1988. Above him loomed the jagged cliffs from which he'd fallen the night before. Manly police were quick to declare his death a suicide, even though gay men were being found in similar circumstances around the Sydney shoreline with shocking regularity. We now know that homosexuals were targeted for violence and sometimes for murder by gangs of young Sydney men from the 1970s right up until the early 2000s. Scott was and is deeply loved by his older brother, Steve Johnson, who refused to give up on his pursuit of justice for Scott. His crusade uncovered the truth about decades of gay hate crimes in Sydney and the police inaction that allowed it to thrive. Steve Johnson has just released a book called 1,000 Miles from Care, and he joins us on Australian True Crime to talk about it. We begin by hearing about the tough childhood the brothers shared and the extraordinary men they both grew up to be.
Well, I'm 65. My baby brother would be 63. And so he was 2 years younger. And we grew up in a very poor family. We were poor to begin with. And then my mom and dad divorced when I was about 10 and Scott was 8. We have an older sister who was 11.
And both of you, maths geniuses, by the way.
Compared to Scott, I'm somewhat of a dilettante. So I've majored in many things, including math. And the story in our family was Steve's smart, but Scott's the brilliant one. It was nice that our colleges were just about a half an hour bus ride away from each other. And so I spent a lot of time up at Caltech, and that's where we taught ourselves computer programming at Caltech. This was back in the late 70s. And we wrote all kinds of computer programs. And that ended up being the marketable skill that I acquired in college.
Now, I don't want to jump ahead for long, but I mean, I feel like we have to say at this point that you went on to sell your company for $100 million. It also speaks to what Scott could have done with his life, would have done with his life, doesn't it? Because you two were in tandem in so many ways. It makes it all the more bitter, I think. What brought Scott to Australia?
Well, after he graduated from Caltech, he went on to Cambridge University in England for a math, one-year math program. And he, at various times, had suspected he may be gay. When he got to Cambridge, he discovered he was gay and fell in love with an Australian man named Michael Noon, who went back to Australia after they spent the last semester together at Cambridge. He was a gregarious person, so he didn't like being solo. He moved all the way to Australia to be with the man he fell in love with. And he had plenty of friends there, as I found out after he died. Yeah, he's a very easy person to love. One of the most disturbing things about I arrived in Australia just a few days after his body was found, the police had already marked it off as a suicide, and they had done no investigation. The police didn't want to investigate these deaths that involved gay victims. You know, up until 1984, being gay was illegal in New South Wales. So only 4 years before Scott died, the police saw their job as arresting gay people. And they hadn't quite made the adjustment after that. And rather than going and arresting gay people, because it was no longer a valid reason, there's lots of evidence now that they actually were the perpetrators in some cases of assaults, beating up gay people at these meeting places, trying to clean up these meeting places by running them out, literally and physically. But the other way they would do it is they kind of let the teen gangs roam these beats with immunity. And that is what was happening all over town that the police forgot to tell me about. And it was happening all over the northern beaches where my brother died. Teen gangs would go to these meeting places where they knew there would be gay men, and they would practice their martial arts on them. They'd beat them up. They'd rob them. They'd take their leather jackets and their boots and their money. And in some cases, when these things happen up on cliffs, they'd send a victim over. Well, what happened was I only hired one person, and an investigative journalist named Dan Click from the States. And he went to the Manly Daily, and you know, the press, there's no way to overstate the importance of the media. And so he went to the Manly Daily in 2007 and said, "Hey, I'm here investigating, you know, this death of American mathematician." And the next day there was a front page story with a picture of me and my brother with the Matterhorn between us and in Switzerland, and with big block headline that says, "Was it murder?" And it had Dan's email address in it. So he got 40 or 50 emails from people in town who filled in all the gaps. So some of them had used the beat, some of them knew about the violence, and he learned all this. And it also brought forward some folks that kept helping us. And so this we called ourselves Team Scott eventually, were mostly people who just joined to help. But at the time, the head of unsolved homicides, the cold case unit, my wife, Rosemary, had made the trip, Dan Click, my investigator, we all went into his office after the coroner reopened the case in 2012, thinking, I thought opening the case would be enough. And he just looked at us and said, "There are 700 cases ahead of yours. It'll be 4 or 5 years before we get to it." And he had no intention of working on it. And then a few months later, we came back and he told us that they looked at it carefully and assigned it a zero solvability index. Because the case got reopened, which was unusual, a very popular television program in Australia took an interest, Australian Story. And they decided to open their next season with Scott. It was the first thing that actually did light a fire under the police. They're fairly hard to scare.
Yes.
But Australian Story did. And so they woke up and said, we better announce a reward and a strike force because this Johnson case just won't go away. They announced it the same day. They called up Australian Story and said, hey, can you tag this on the end of the episode? And it was cause and effect. It wasn't a coincidence. And unfortunately, that strike force was intent on reclosing a case. By then, my team had amassed about 50 persons of interest, and we turned our files over to that strike force, and they rolled them all out within a couple of weeks, told us they were done. Another stroke of luck happened. A fellow emailed us right as the police were telling us once again they were done. And this was just a few weeks into that. He calls us and says, I was a lure in one of the gangs around the time your brother died. And a lure meant he was the guy that would go to the beat, and he was the cute bait, essentially, who would attract somebody into an isolated place where his friends would then jump him. We were very grateful because he really opened up the investigation again. And where we thought the story would end was when our coroner, Michael Barnes, convened a hearing in November of 2017 to announce his findings. And he announced we flew back for this, and we knew that if he said it was an open finding, meaning inconclusive, we'd be done. He announced not only that it was a homicide, but a gay hate homicide caused by person or persons who attacked Scott because they perceived him to be gay. And a week or two later, early January 2018, I got a call from the commissioner, relatively new commissioner. He'd been commissioner just for a few months. Mick Fuller, commissioner of the New South Wales Police, who said, hey, I want to talk to you about your brother's case. And he said, I read the findings. I think it was a homicide. It needs to be investigated as such. I'm going to put a fresh eyes team on it.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head to head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, true crime fans. Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. After all, ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreetruecrime. That's amazon.com/adfreetruecrime to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing, but at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey, because your back-to-school era can come at any age, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. With affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere, rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Something that was happening simultaneously that also came out of the inquest was the Parliament of New South Wales decided to appoint a special inquiry into all of these other deaths. So if this happened to Scott, what about the other 88? That created a backdrop where it made it more logical for the police to finally do something with my brother's case. And towards the end of the year, when that inquiry was really ramping up, Commissioner Fuller called me and said, I'd like you to come to Australia and announce a $1 million reward with me on the 30th anniversary of Scott's death. December 8th, 2018, 30 years after Scott died, and I flew there and we announced the $1 million reward. And that's when I first met Detective Chief Inspector Peter Yeomans, who was the Fresh Eyes veteran police officer that Fuller put on the job. And he won me over pretty quickly because he had an encyclopedic knowledge of my brother's case already by then. In February of 2020, he calls me and he says, "Are you alone?" It's because he has something he wants to tell me in private. I called my wife over to the phone so he could tell us both. And he said, "We have a suspect. We have one suspect. And we want you to come back to Australia to help us create some more publicity." He wouldn't tell me anything else, what kind of operation this was, but I offered to come back and announce my own $1 million reward on top of their $1 million reward. And I flew back in early March 2020, announced my $1 million reward, and it did create more publicity than any other thing had done yet. And about 6 weeks later, I got a phone call from the commissioner saying, "We're going to make an arrest." The suspect was on our list from the beginning, back in 2007. He was one of the three gangs that we had identified in the Manly area, and he was part of the Manly Boys, which was just him and his brother. His born name was Scott Newman, but he took his wife's name, White, partly according to his ex-wife now, to distance himself from his criminal past. And so he was Scott Newman, who was one of the Manly Boys and probably one of the suspects that would have been rounded up at the very beginning if the police had earnestly tried to investigate this. So in January of 2022, a preliminary hearing was called. Scott White gets led into the dock where he sits, and he's in a mask. It's my first time laying eyes on him. And the judge takes her seat, and she gavels the court into session. The associate judge starts reading the charge against Scott White, says, "You, Scott Philip White, are charged with," and before she can even say, "with murdering Scott Russell Johnson," he says, "I'm guilty." He stands up and he shouts, "I'm guilty." And he says it four times. And the judge spent the next 2 days interrogating the defense team to understand where that came from. And she learned that he had tried to change his plea to guilty four times before, and the defense team kept talking him out of it. And she finally determined that she would uphold that conviction and that he was convicted of murder. As usual with the story, it didn't end. A different barrister took over Scott White's case after he was sentenced to 12 years for murder and appealed it. The barrister said that the judge who upheld his confession used the wrong rule of law to uphold it, and so it needed to be redone. And he won. His conviction was vacated, and so was the sentence. And so in November of 2022, we were back where we started 2 years earlier. And fortunately, Detective Peter Yeomans had not stopped. He was recording phone calls of the convicted in jail, and he recorded a phone call just a few weeks after the appeal won. And Scott White had been talking to his niece and described him pushing Scott over the cliff. When Peter produced this recording, the Department of Public Prosecution said, "Now we have something we can negotiate with. We can avoid a trial." What was going on at the same time was something pretty extraordinary. The parliament, in its inquiry, decided to appoint essentially a royal commission to look at all the LGBTIQ hate cases, or anything that could have been an LGBTIQ hate case, from 1970 to 2010, a 40-year period. And they really wanted to use Scott's case as one of the prime examples. But they couldn't, as long as it was in front of the court. As long as there was a trial pending, they couldn't. They had to refer to it obliquely. And I really wanted to conclude Scott's case. If we settled for manslaughter, I was okay. The lighter sentence for Scott, in the interest of helping the special commission do its work. And one senior police officer after another took the stand in the special commission to tried to defend their actions. And it wasn't just with respect to Scott's case. There was another really horrendous thing that the police did, all in the interest of trying to bury this public perception of an epidemic. What they did was they started this secret strike force called NEWAND that was to extinguish the Johnson case, the Bondi cases, any public perception that there had been an epidemic of gay hate violence on their watch, that they didn't do enough about. And it was extraordinary the way this played out, that all of these cops that have been opposing us all these years took the stand one after another and testified under oath. It's extraordinary to see all this play out. You know, everything that we had, you know, our worst fears weren't bad enough. It was worse. I do honestly, I say this in the book, visit him when I go running in Boston. We used to run around the river that runs through Boston with Cambridge on one side, Boston on the other. It's called the Charles River. And there's a bridge that goes over. It's called the Longfellow Bridge after the poet. And there's a tall tower there. It looks like a salt or pepper shaker. It's called the Salt and Pepper Bridge. And I stop there and I talk to Scott every time I run over this bridge. And he would be telling me, don't stop trusting people. Just because this happened to me, don't let it make you cynical. To us, cynicism was the worst thing.
Thank you to our guest, Steve Johnson. There's a link in the show notes and on our social media to help you buy your copy of his book, 1,000 Miles from Care.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
As dawn broke over the seven seas, the pirates of the Crimson Galleon set sail for adventure. But there was one problem. Paperwork. Mountains of it. Filing, invoices, you name it.
This working fit for a pirate.
Luckily, their captain had an idea. She used the smart buying tools on Amazon Business so they could work more efficiently and get back to doing what they do best. I know, right? Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What would happen if we just told the truth?
Welcome to TruthWorks, where we dive into the nitty-gritty of leadership and work.
And what needs to change.
In each episode, we chat with executives and changemakers across industries.
We're here to share everything we know and actually figure it all out.
Though it hurts sometimes, we found the secret to great organizations is
the truth works.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Join our Australian True Crime email list to get updates from our hosts and guests, early access to live show tickets, and more. Find the link in the show description or search atcmaillist.com.